whenever we're taking the skin off a fish, you just get a little part of the skin there.
Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Feniger, better known as the Two Hot Tamales, are at the California Science Center, demonstrating how to make a more sustainable ceviche. They're among a growing number of chefs trying to make more ocean-friendly decisions.
One of the biggest challenges for chefs is to ever understand where the fish is coming from and what to buy.
Feniger says a trip to the Monterey Bay Aquarium changed her perspective.
It completely opened our eyes to what was happening in a way that it made us feel a responsibility to try to get the word out about how we as chefs can affect and influence what the public eats.
Worries about mercury poisoning and overfishing can make shopping for seafood a little bit like sailing in murky waters. Seafood Watch, a project of the aquarium, is trying to help by creating buyer's guides. The verdicts? Albacore tuna, mussels, and rainbow trout are all considered super green. Monkfish and sharks? Not so much. Julie Packard, the aquarium's executive director, hopes the effort will help people to understand the problems facing oceans.
Seafood is really, we have found, a great way to connect people with what's happening in our oceans. Because, of course, our oceans, although they sustain us all, they're out of sight and out of mind to most of us. Talking about what's on your plate, because we all love to eat, let's just say that, is a great entry point.
The California Science Center is working with the aquarium. Jeffrey Rudolph, its president and CEO, says real change is possible.
People's choices really do affect the market and therefore the practices in the fisheries industry and aquaculture.
Some suppliers are already going green. Santa Monica Seafood, the Southwest's largest distributor, is working with the aquarium to help clients make better choices. Other major companies, including Walmart and Aramark, are also on board with the effort. Packard says that increased public support means the tide may be turning.
Our oceans are resilient, they can recover. We have growing evidence of positive things happening where humans are doing the right thing, but really there's no time to lose.
Last week, California passed the nation's first program to identify sustainable seafood. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.